the material world. The Demiurge is the evil, because the conflict is surely not who people are inside. My existence is a step further on the evolutionary crane, which is the world twisting into its quantum dimensionalities. Theater was discovery and not invention. And what exists beyond their metacognition is all of life is much more dreary beyond the stage of their projections. People don't live in the real world. Everything is always about what is a step further out there, far away, that is somehow so amazing! They are simply a step farther on the evolutionary crane of something emergent, like the first animal to bear wings that glided and flied. To the ends of the earth, the problem is the physical demiurge. There is nothing complicated about people, only the world they live in, and the animalistic forms of what they are made of. Actually, the most mysterious aspect to everything is how everything is a song, and the power of when bold passion dares to embrace it, to live in what is most real objectively, just as inwardly is so dorky and unappealing to most people to see through deceptions far enough is to be so uncool. To people, they are a giant brain nerd. People absolutely don't live in the material world, is the point. The difference from pleasant and unpleasant is often just its framing, as illogical as the worlds of Subdom. The pondering state of their existence is even more mysterious, as how life came to exist is even less logical further down the evolutionary crane. The ability to look into the hearts and minds of everybody. Not simply have a criticism of capitalism. When Niccolo Machiavelli began putting it to pen, who the heck created a planet where people derive pleasure from others' misfortune in some pack animal-driven ego-stroking competition? To see into the hearts and minds of people is to realize cults, just as Subdom pleasures, don't have an on and off switch where a hidden aspect to existence is more humiliatrix than a gay club on drag night. People fart poo and need to eat, just as have sexual urges. To be a step further on the evolutionary crane
is like inserting a genius into the body of a scavenging boar.